area, who will discuss everything for you, the packages and the pricing as well.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Tim?
Yes.
Hey, Tim, my name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. Sometimes I go by my middle name, Jazz. You can call me whatever you like. I understand you were speaking with my representative, June. Did she go to Josh and explain why we were getting a call today?
Yep.
Did you talk about listening?
Yeah, I'm barely here.
Well, that's because I had my microphone flipped up. Can you hear me better now?
Yep, that's better.
All right. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, just what the cost is.
Okay. I'll be able to dive into the pricing. I just want to let you know the major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available. Have you ever looked up appliance repair before on Google?
Have I? Yeah.
Just to see who's there? Okay. So just to be specific, there's a map that pops up, and there's three top recommended guys for about a 40-mile radius around you. That's where we're talking about listing you. You'll be one of those top recommended options for the area. I'm sure you can see a value in that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My rep said that you were already doing Home Advisor by Angie's, but thinks we could show you something better.
Well, I'm with a one-year contract with them.
Yeah.
I've got to do that first.
Okay. Looks like we talked to you about 2 weeks ago, and you were in the contract, too. You talked to Nadine and Tara, two of our reps here.
Yes, and you were too high. It was too much money.
What did they quote you?
I was thinking it was, I'm not 100, it was high. It was over three, I think.
Over three? $398 is what she usually charges, because they try to get the setup fees that go into, half of the setup fee pays them, and the other half helps buy the domain name for your website. But I can waive the setup fees on it for you. I can get it down to $249 instead of $398 if the pricing is really the thing that's holding me back. But I want you to keep in mind, like, the actual benefit of it all, you know. The ROI that comes with being on that first page is far more profitable than being on Angie's, because Angie's gets them.
Well, but you guys got me off of Angie's.
No, that's not true.
That's what they told me.
Maybe that's what they did, but we're a Google partner, so usually when a spot opens up, Google decides who we're allowed to call and put up there. So you're on a qualified candidate.
But how'd you get my number, though? Because I don't advertise anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Google. I don't know. Putting yourself up there definitely made you eligible for this opening, then, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong about that. I'm just saying that we don't just go call directly off Angie's, though. They give us a list of guys to follow up
with. Right, but that's the only where I advertise, so they had to hold it off of that.
Right, but some of the difference I want to key to you, Tim, just to be really transparent, right? Home Advisor by Angie's pays Google to be on the first page of Google. They're underneath the top guys where we're talking about listing you now. And all they're doing is taking the leads that they're getting from Google and reselling them to you for a fee, right? But it goes to three or four other guys. With this placement, we can list TNT Appliance Repair on the first page as its own entity with its own website. And people can just call you directly from there without all the extra fees or the nonsense that come with it.
Okay, so you can do $250.
$249. Exactly.
$249.
No other charges.
No other charges. And it can go month to month?
Month to month. And we'll build your website for you. So you'll get a custom website design, too. It's an added incentive I'm throwing in for you.
Well, let's do it, then.
All right. Let me create your account. On the first page, you can only have one phone number listed. Do you want to use this phone number we're on right now?
Yep. This phone number here is the only one I got.
They'll give you a tracking number if you like, and then you can attach it to the listing. That way, when the customers call you, if you save that tracking number under your business name, you'll know it's a business call, not a personal call. What's your last name?
Salser, S-A-L-S-E-R.
Okay. And are you the sole owner?
Yes.
Okay. What's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing. And a receipt.
Okay, it's T-S-A-L-S-E-R.
Salser.
73. At gmail.com.
Okay. And then what's your business street address? We're going to send a verification letter there to get you Google verified.
Okay, it's 1204.
1204.
Lakeview Drive.
Okay, and that's Ravenswood, right?
Yep.
Okay. You want me to hide that address or leave it displayed?
Hide it. I don't really want people coming to my house.
Okay. Your city, state, and zip will start, your city, state, and zip will still show. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. And then you don't have any website. Do you have a logo or pictures of work you've done in the past?
Do I have what?
A logo or pictures of work that you've done in the past?
I've got a logo.
Okay. You think you'd be able to send that in to me if I send you a text message with my number and email?
Yeah, I can send you a picture of it.
Okay. So we're going to need that to build your website and then also build your Google business profile. We'll create a Facebook page for you, too, and run some Facebook ads there, try to get some leads from that. I just want to try to get you as many job opportunities as we can each month, so that way we can turn this into a long-term relationship.
That's the thing. I don't want to get too damn busy.
Well, you could turn them down, but it's better to get the calls and turn them down.
That's why I don't want to turn them down. I mean, now I'm doing probably about I've only been doing this for about 2 weeks, and the first week I've done 12 calls, and then this week I'm up to 20.
Okay. Well, we could stagger it out, too. You know, we could keep it like a really small area that you're targeting, so that way it'll maybe just be people in your backyard and you're not getting exposed to so many calls, you know. We'll customize it.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it's just, you know, we'll see how it goes, but if it gets too crazy, that's where I like the month-to-month thing.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. All right. Well, I'm telling you, if you give it 90 days, you won't find anything better than this. Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market for the last 18 years. Did you get my text message?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it.
Oh, you don't have to do that right now. I just want to make sure you have it, and then that way you can get it to me when you get a chance. I'll send over my number, too, and you'll help with it later. And then we're going to want to do an interview with you tomorrow. What time do you think would be best for?
Tomorrow, I'm pretty busy.
Okay.
I'll be on the road. You can do it on the road. I mean, I'm going to be about an hour and a half drive between probably around 11 to 1.
It's pretty easy. It's all over the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I have good service, too, so.
Okay, you said between 12:30 and 1?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah.
Okay, and then how did you want to secure your first month's payment?
A credit card.
Okay, now is this under your name, the business name, or both?
In my name.
Okay, so this says Timothy Salser. Does it say TNT Appliance Repair on it?
No.
Okay,
no, I don't.
Billing's the same as the street address we're going to verify with people?
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready for you.
It's actually a debit card. It's
4436-2800-2800-0004-0004-6015. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
It is 12/27.
12/27, and then three-digit code on the back.
323.
Okay, 323. All right, and there is a security question in case you ever want to verify the identity of one of our reps. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Dudash.
Okay, the mother's maiden name?
Dudash.
Okay. Dudash. Okay, got it. All right, and then I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing. There's going to be an outline of the agreement for you to sign off on when you get a chance, and there's also going to be a username and password for a tracking system. I don't know how tech-savvy you are, but the tracking system makes it. Okay. Well, then we could always do everything over the phone, too, to make it easy for you.
Well, I mean, I'll try to do it. I'm getting better at it.
Yeah. We'll work with you. We'll work with you. I got guys that are, like, not computer-savvy at all. Okay?
Okay.
But the first month's payment is going to get charged today. It's February 4, 2026, and the discounted amount is $249. Each month it'll be reoccurring at $249. If you're ever dissatisfied with the service, you could discontinue or cancel at any time. We ask that you commit to it for 90 days. If you're going to terminate the agreement prior to 90 days, then give us a heads up. There is an early termination fee for that. All right. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Bear with me one moment. I'm going to get you your receipt.
Are you there?
All right. Have you received any confirmation text messages yet?
Yeah, let's see. I've gotten... you sent me an email.
Yeah, you should get an email and a text message from our company.
I haven't got an email yet. Text message, where would it be from?
It would be from an 877-635.
Legal Aid Advertising.
It shouldn't read Google Advertising. The text message will come from our company line. It's 877-635-6225 phone number.
Yeah, okay. I've gotten three of them.
Okay. Yeah, so in the
but
text message
today, you, John?
Yep, that's me.
Okay.
Yep. So that's my direct contact information. But the main ones you should be looking for is like a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll say like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And it'll say like, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay. Well, I haven't got... How's that coming from? Yes. All right, so that's the pay one. Google Advertising, let's see. There we go.
Through by now, Tim.
I'm
trying to confirm on the back end.
So, I just go on this Splash. Okay, yeah, here's I agree to receive messages, blah, blah, blah. And type in your name. Farm signature.
Okay, they said you should have it there.
Yeah, I've already clicked on it and put my name in there, and I'm trying to send it to you, but...
You are tech savvy. You try to lie, huh? You try to fool me.
I lie. I'm just...
I'm just giving you a hard time. You're good. You're good. We actually have an app that you could download. It'll make your life a lot easier if you just go to your mobile device and type in Local Splash. It'll have
At the App Store?
Yep, in the App Store, and you just type in Local Splash, and then the username and password was already texted over to you, so you should have it there.
So what's the...
Username's your phone number.
No, I mean, what's the app called?
Oh, Local Splash, L-O-C-A-L, and then Splash,
local.
Like water. Mm-hmm.
All one word or two?
All one word, yep. I don't know, it could be two. Either way you spell it, it should pop up. It'll have like an orange and navy blue L and an X.
Local Splash.
Yeah.
Okay, an L and an S.
Yep, and then download that. Your username will be your phone number and your passwords. They're both in your text message. But again, this is something, you know, when we're all done here, you know, the main things I want you to focus on right now are just, you know, getting familiar with that app. You already signed your form. And then be available for that client interview call tomorrow. What time did you say you wanted to do the call again?
Probably 12:30 to 1.
12:30 to 1. All right. I'll lock it in. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email, and then I'll text you about 1 hour before just as a heads-up reminder so you don't forget, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So I've got the app set. I got the app on here, so it says get started.
Yep. Your username will just be your phone number, and then your password should be in your text messages. It'll auto-generate a custom password for you. It should be in there.
So the username's my phone number?
Yep, username's your phone number, and then I could go dig up the password here. But again, you know, don't forget these payments are going to automatically renew each month on the 4th. The deal that I gave you is locked in, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. So the $249, you don't have to worry about that changing back to what Nadine and them quoted you. You're not going to get charged $398 or anything other than that. It'll just be a one-time payment each month, $249. That's got your website, the placement, and everything on it. So should be worth its weight in gold to you. I know you're locked in for a year to Home Advisor by Angie's, but you know, it should,
right.
You should be able to replace it, so that way you don't got to renew with those guys next year.
Right.
Okay. Right. Paying per leads is not the way to go. They end up eating up lead fees on leads that didn't even turn into anything, and you're just wasting money that you're working hard to get, you know.
Right.
All right. But our initial setup process is basically done until our call tomorrow at 12:30. So the app is just something to get familiar with, and then look out for that phone call for the next steps, and we'll just walk you through each step.
Okay.
Okay? Try to keep it simple
for
you. I sent you my number, Tim, so if you need anything, just give me a call, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.